Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, you're watching Fox News.
Actually, you're listening to the XN Theatre podcast and mini episode number 4. Today, we bring you a sneak preview of a regularly very popular show at the Edinburgh Fringe, the cast of News Review. Let us listen into their set.
Sometimes I go out by myself and I look upon the White House. And I think of all the things I used to do there, and in my head I paint a picture. In my former home with the pillars, they're the best. I'll be rolling in the lawn with the fountain flag and crest. It's time to go back in there. It's time I try for candidacy. Why don't you vote for me? I'm Hillary.
Hillary. Hillary.
Hillary.
Hillary.
You don't have to miss Barack.
Barack.
The old first lady's coming back. Don't you say that I'm a lady.
She's a sexy lady.
If you're looking for a champ, one day I'll be on a stamp.
I'll leave the country.
Are you voting Democrat? Wants the Clintons to come back. And now Mitt Romney's gone.
I'm sure a Bush will come along.
That'll be silly.
Why don't you vote for me?
She'll suck your dick as good as Lewinsky.
My name is Karen Newton Wordsworth. I'm the director of News Review.
This is Naomi Bullock, sat next to me.
And this is Kieran Mortel next to me.
This is Catriona Perrett.
And this is Simon Krug.
This is Michael Riley, the musical director.
Hello, you're watching Fox News because you're not a terrorist. Now, when you think of merry old England, you probably think of a charming nation of thatched cottages, weird sports, and bad teeth.
And Harry Potter, yeah.
Right. But we've got our panel of experts here today to tell you that England is actually becoming a Muslimic, communist, homosexual state.
Yeah, that's right, Julie. You know, I have just returned from 7 months of trying to exit what they call a round-off bout outside of Swindon. And what I saw out of my car window will shock you to the very core.
What'd you see? What'd you see?
I saw a popular bingo hall called a Mecca.
What even is a bingo hall?
I don't know, but it's something sinister, I have no doubt.
And that is not to mention that Sharia law has become so prevalent, they have even segregated the hot and cold faucets.
What?
They're not allowed to mix. Yep, that's Muslim.
And there's more now. I know that same-sex marriage is now legal here in the U.S., which we all have our own personal opinions on.
Homos.
However, in England, it is actually mandatory for everyone. The Queen has been forced to marry Julie Andrews.
I'm gonna have to interrupt you there, Maurice, because we're getting breaking news now from the city of Nottingham, which is being terrorized by a communist rebel who steals from the rich and gives to the poor.
What is that?
We stand with the Sheriff of Nottingham in the war on terror. You know, these English people need to be liberated. We need to put pressure on Congress to invade.
No, there is not enough time, Julie. We have got to do it ourselves.
Gotcha. Get ready, England. We're coming to bomb you to freedom.
Yeah! I wonder what else is funny. Oh, I know. Casual sex.
I need a date. I'm straight on Tinder, swipe to the left, swipe to the right, a one-night stand. You won't remember, don't get their name, we just want sex.
It's a shite.
The fitter they are, the more I swipe.
make sure I take him uphill.
I pretend I'm a gent, I'm really a sleaze. If you sleep with me, probably get a disease.
Gosh.
Get in my car, wanna get in your drawers, take you home and smash your back doors. Banter, face down, arse up. Munter!
Think you're being a bit.
What? Bender? Don't care about your looks or your name, cause face down you all look the same.
I got a match. It says on Tinder, his profile pic looks like Brad Pitt. But on the night, he's more Godzilla. I'm out the door before we met.
It says she's close. My match on Tinder? Nobody move! It must be you.
Is it alright to date an audience member?
It'll be a show. She won't forget.
Woo-hey!
Whoa!
Grinder!
Whoa! Blender!
Whoa! Two guys, one cup.
Whoa! Tinder! Whoa! Tinder! Whoa!
Just go to a bar.
And now, a charity appeal from the Duchess of Cambridge.
The challenges facing children in the UK today can be overwhelming. William and I have seen that many young children are struggling to cope. Our own Georgie himself suffers from the condition that medical experts call being too rich. The challenges of being too rich can be overwhelming, leading to issues such as too much choice at dinner, getting lost in large stately homes, or the physical ailment known as waving elbow. If this is an issue that affects you, it is really important to talk to someone, be they a nanny, a footman, an underbutler, a pantry boy, a vegetable maid, or a corgi. William and I believe that early action and extra pampering can prevent serious complications in later life, like depression or Prince Andrew. Thank you for listening.
We're performing at the Pleasance Courtyard in the Beyond till the 31st of August, but not the 18th, at 6:30 p.m.
And that was all for today. Thanks for listening. Next episode, we'll be joined by Johnny and the Baptists with some more music and fringe chat. See you on Saturday. Until then, go to axiandmagazine.com or follow at Theatre Magazine on Twitter.
What even is a bingo hall?